AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is stepping up the pressure on Israel and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to end 10 days of violent clashes with Palestinians. He wants significant de-escalation by the end of the day. Israeli airstrikes are targeting Hamas in the thickly populated Gaza Strip. Netanyahu says Hamas has an underground network to carry out their attacks.
To have Israel criticized for that is absurd. Not only is it absurd and unjust and untrue, it does enormous damage to democracies that are fighting this kind of evil.
The Biden administration had relied on what officials described as quiet, intensive diplomacy, including quashing a UN Security Council statement that would have addressed a ceasefire. Israeli airstrikes have killed at least six people overnight across the Gaza Strip and destroyed the home of an extended family. World leaders are meeting for a new round of high-level talks on bringing the U.S. back into the nuclear deal with Iran, amid growing hopes that an agreement might soon be within reach. Severe weather in parts of Louisiana has brought more rain. Alex Donato is at the National Weather Service.
We've been inundated with storms over the past several days. Rain accumulation amounts are up to 18 inches in some localized areas of the Lake Charles area.
Flooding is also reported around Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Amazon announced plans for a new warehouse that will bring more than 500 jobs to Alabama. The announcement comes just weeks after workers at another company facility in that state soundly defeated a push for unionization. California's top energy regulators say the state is better prepared to avoid last summer's rotating blackouts. But they caution the power grid of the nation's most populous state is still vulnerable to extreme heat waves that could force more outages later this year. A suspect in a domestic disturbance in Champaign, Illinois, was shot and killed. Two police officers were wounded, one critically, in an exchange of gunfire. This is AP News. Pub owners are hoping for a big pandemic comeback in Britain. The Prince of Peckham Pub in London has already had speed dating night. Demi Oyade gave it a try.
I'd been up locked with the online platform, so I just decided, let me just come out and meet people physically and talk.
Helen Waller says pubs are a good way to reconnect.
The events are quite inclusive for different kinds of people and people from all over the community, so it kind of... quite a nice place to be, to feel like you're in real Peckham.
Clement Ogbayana is the owner of the Prince of Peckham. He sees a pub as the heart of a community.
It's an area where you can celebrate, you can mourn, you can laugh, you can cry, you can break up, you can make up. You can be black, you can be white, you can be old. You should be able to be anything within that community that the pub's in.
Other events planned this week at the pub are drag brunches and neon naked life drawing. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.